It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I hope society is ready to live with a person like you. Because if you get out and I'm alive, I will call attention to it.
Man, I tell you what, I just feel for these family members. This is the whole Austin Harrah decision from a judge. Not guilty by reason of insanity yesterday. This is the Jupiter kid that attacked that couple. Killed him. Almost killed another guy in the neighborhood. Bit his face off, for God's sakes. This is insane. Most of the country finding out about this story for the first time, which is why it's national news. We've known about it for years. It was 2016.
Yeah, that's true. And honestly, I mean, I hate to say this. I forgot it happened in Jupiter.
Too.
I mean, just to everything about this. I remember the story, but I forgot that it happened. Does that make sense?
No, I know exactly what you're saying. And I feel a little bit guilty about it because it was, think of all the things that have changed since 2016.
I know.
But every single day, these family members and those neighbors, by the way, it's been a daily reminder for them. They've gone through it. So they were obviously outraged. This is a sister of one of the victims. We'll hear from her again.
I hope that he stays wherever you are sending him forever. And if not forever, for at least my lifetime.
So even though there wasn't a jury, they got their say in court. They got to read, you know, prepared statements, look at him. I guess he wouldn't even look at the family members, whatever it was, as he'll spend, I guess, all eternity in a mental hospital, I guess.
I sure hope so. I mean, he obviously does not deserve to be a part of society anymore. So it's a tough story, man. I mean,
it's brutal.
The details were grotesque and horrible, and the everything surrounding it was just odd. The circumstances were completely odd. Still, to this day, doesn't make any sense to me how this guy just lost it and did something like that. I don't know. I don't get it. And I just feel for these families because now they feel like they didn't get the justice that they deserved.
Oh, and they're all saying that, too.
Yeah.
They say, here's some of the quotes. Why doesn't my family get justice?
Mm.
They say directly to him, you won't admit that you're just a criminal?
Wow.
The wife's sister who spoke said, this is white rich boy justice after the ruling.
Oh, wow.
Man. So, but he and his parents have asserted he was just mentally ill the whole time. That's what it was.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously that's their best chance, which for them, they succeeded because that was their best chance to keep him out of prison.
Right.
You know, he's going to be institutionalized for the rest of his life with the insanity plea, and it worked, obviously, because they persuaded the judge with the sentencing. But these families, they don't believe any of it, right? They believe that he was basically just a drug addict and a murderer.
They don't buy it. They don't buy it, and they've contended that the entire time.
But how do you? I mean, I know you can fake a toxicology report, but why? Why would they do it in this case? It's not like, you know, he was some famous or high-powered elite person. I mean, why would they come up with a fake toxicology report, which came back, the toxicology report at that point came back and said that all he had was alcohol and weed. I mean, alcohol and weed don't make you kill somebody.
How could that not be any outside influence for this kid? By the way, you know what else came out yesterday I forgot about? I hadn't seen in years. The security cam footage of him leaving that restaurant.
That too.
Paying his bill and walking out looking perfectly fine. Maybe he wasn't mentally inside, but he was like, looked like he was in control of himself.
I mean,
so something happened, but it was that night.
Something, right.
Between that, you can't tell me there wasn't something ingested. You don't just snap. Come on.
Right, I mean, you have to. I mean, excuse the grotesque details, but it's what happened. I mean, how do you go from being normal to eating somebody's face?
Families
doesn't
of
make
the victims
any sense.
Reject the defense, obviously. They argued he was the whole time a drug addict, well aware of what he was doing when he committed the crime.
Good gosh.
It was just horrific, this whole thing was. Well, and most of the rest of the country is hearing about it now because they're like, what?
Right, right.
Wow.
You know, and this goes back 2016. You still had, it's not as prevalent now. You don't really hear about it too much anymore, but you had that street drug, what was it, Flocka?
Yes.
That was making people lose their minds and become like zombies. They were trying to eat people. And that's what that drug was doing. It was making people like into zombies, or they thought they were a werewolf like this guy did.
Yeah.
And they would start to eat people.
Here's another family member statement. I guess this was after the verdict or, you know, decision from the judge. I didn't really know you could brutally murder two people, attempt to kill another, and not even have a trial. That was news to me.
Yeah, I don't, man.
That's awful. I feel for them. I really do. How about if you live in the neighborhood? Most of those people still live in that neighborhood. So you're thinking about that day by day.
That's a good point.
Here's one of the neighbors who was a very young kid at the time, I guess.
Honestly, I think someone like that that's taken the lives of two people and nearly almost killed a third with the neighbor across the street, I think his life should be over.
I would not be able to live there. I'm sorry. If I was there, if I witnessed that, that'd be tough. I'm gone.
That'd be real tough.
Yeah.
I don't know what the state of this guy is. That he was talking about, the kid there just said, you know, it almost killed another one, the neighbor across the street. He's the guy that made the initial 911 call. He ran into the garage to try to save the couple, was attacked himself, but was able to escape, went into his house and called 911. This got re-earthed again yesterday, too.
Young man beating up a woman across the street.
Okay, are they outside or in a house?
It's in a garage.
And the rest is history. Mm. Horrific history. My God.
What a shame. I mean, just, well, listen, at least they came to a conclusion with this thing. I know it's not the one that the families were hoping for.
Exactly.
But hopefully, you know, just like we said with the Parkland families, hopefully they can get some type of closure at the end of all this crazy story.
I know. All right, this is nuts, too, because I don't understand why the guy's getting attacked. And he is. Anything that goes online, never read the comment section, because the people are just going to attack somebody just to attack somebody.
Ain't that the truth?
So this guy's going viral, of course, on TikTok. To his own fault, I guess he wanted to make a statement. He put it on there. This is a guy walking out of Best Buy with his family. They just spent $3,200 in gear. What's the deal? He's carrying all this stuff without a bag, intentionally, because they wouldn't give him one.
Why?
Unless he paid the full 11 cents.
11 cents?
To put all the crap in a bag.
They're going to go crazy over 11 cents after he just spent a few grand?
Well, Diener, that's Matt Plapp's point of view as well. I tend to agree with him too. That would really tick me off. I just spent $3,200. You can't just kick in the bag. But again, you know, considering all sides here, maybe it's just some kid working at the counter at Best Buy that wouldn't hand over the bag. Look, I'm sorry, it's policy. I got to charge you for the bag or whatever. And come to think of it, I was just in Best Buy on Sunday, just buying a phone case. I also didn't get a bag.
See, is this something new? I didn't know this was a thing now. So they don't just automatically give you a bag. You have to buy the bag along with your purchase?
Most people attacking him are saying, it's 11 cents, you cheapskate. Don't make a big deal of it. You're making a statement here. All you had to do was buy the bag. He's trying to make a point about customer service. Here's the clip from the video.
So this is us carrying $3,200 in stuff out of Best Buy. No bag, because after we paid, we were told it's 11 cents for a bag. Okay, thanks, Best Buy.
You know, there he kind of sounds spoiled and entitled, but...
Well, a little bit.
I get the criticism just from the video, but the principle of the thing, I understand where he's coming from.
I think I do, too. I think I'm still on his side.
I mean, it's, you know, think about with Vegas, right? If you're a high roller, they're going to give you all the free stuff. They're going to give you the best room. If you're in Best Buy, you're spending $3,000. You think the least they could do is give you a bag?
I think the reason why I'm on his side is, yes, he put himself out there and made a bigger deal of it than it probably actually is. Because I think I know what's behind this with retailers. And, you know, Best Buy, you're not the only one. I like that store. In the name of saving the environment, right?
Yeah.
Which is what this is behind.
Yeah.
They have an extra revenue stream. It's only 11 cents per bag. I get it. But over the course of a year of all their locations and all their customers, it could really add up.
Adds up quick, for sure.
I think that's the priority of saving the world.
They can make money from it.
Absolutely it is.
Sure.
But
we'll
they
try.
Do it in the name of environmentalism and climate crisis.
That's right. It's just, oh my gosh. Well, and I get the other side too. It's like, dude, it's 11 cents. You just spent all that money. You're really going to worry about 11 cents for a bag? And I totally get that. And hey, look, it's store policy. Why are you going to get on, you know, some $13 an hour cashier at Best Buy?
Well,
just trying to do his
too.
Job.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I understand all those arguments, but I don't know. I mean, shouldn't there be some type of threshold? Like if you spend over $3,000, you get the bag for free? You know what I mean?
Just give the kid at the counter or whoever it is or a manager the discretion to say, you know what? You just spent $3,200 with us. Thank you, sir. Here's a bag.
Black Friday deal at Best Buy. Spend over $3,000 and get the bag for free. Doorbuster deals.
I can't blame. Okay, he made a big deal of it. But I mean, otherwise, how would we have known that this is a store policy? How would most people know is a store policy unless he went viral?
I had no idea. Is Best Buy the only store doing this?
On Sunday, I thought I didn't get a bag just because they were out.
How about that? I mean, they're not doing it at Publix. Can you imagine they charge you for bags at Publix? Oh my gosh. It would be as expensive as everything else at Publix these days.
Before the pandemic, am I wrong on this or am I confusing it with another store? Did Publix not try to do the recycled bag deal? You bring in your own bag?
They were doing that. Yeah, they were.
That stopped with the whole, we don't want any items from your home.
I think that's
your,
what
your
ended,
COVID-infected home coming into our store.
As soon as they put up arrows in the aisles and, and plexiglass at the...
You couldn't bring your own satchel in.
At the register, that was it.
They're not back to that, are they?
No. No.
I mean, the bag.
Oh, the bag? I don't know. Honestly, I haven't seen people do it, because I would always see people with their reusable bags. Which is fine if you want to do that. I mean, maybe it's more convenient for you.
I guess so. I don't know. I remember them pushing that big time, though, before the pandemic.
Right, the reusable bags. You'd buy the bag.
Yeah, because there was a lot of talk at the time that they were getting rid of all bags.
Yes.
That was a speculation, which may not have been the truth, but that's what people were saying.
Huh. Let's investigate this next time I go to Publix and spend $300 on five items.
Would you like a bag? It'll be 11 cents. I don't know. Is the guy right? Should we put it to the text line?
Sure. I think it's a good one.
You make the call.
And then
yes?
No, I was going to say, it's just fooling around. And then at the end, you can tell us if you care about the soccer match today.
Oh, God. Don't move. Oh, my God. 877-850-8585. Actually, you can talk about that. 877-850-8585. I don't know. Is the guy right? Is he right to be ticked off spending $3,200 and not getting a bag for free?
He's got a point. And you know where I stand on the soccer match. So I'll just
chime in on
that
too. Yeah. Oh, we're going to hear from that guy that hates you.
Oh, yes, yeah, bring back, what was his name, Mario?
Mario.
What he calls those two idiots who don't know anything about soccer?
What you know about soccer, you could fit in a bag.
we wouldn't know soccer if it hit us in the head.
Probably going to hear from that guy.
Come on, Mario, bring it on.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find that guy again. Some more headlines to talk about. The triumphant return of Jay Leno, and we got some Christmas stuff, too, all next. The South Florida Morning Show, keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. Welcome to Tuesday, the mysterious 9 o'clock hour. Thanks for listening on the app. Always appreciate that. By the way, the 850 mobile app is free, awesome. Everything you see online, you can get on there too, including Listen Live. So you can reach out to us through that as well, if you so desire. But you can also text us. We opened up the text line for the first time in the holiday season, Diener.
I immediately regret it.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
No, it's all good stuff. You know, it's always good to have everybody chime in.
877-850-8585. We had the story from the guy who spent $3,200 at a Best Buy. I don't know the location. This is another thing with the stupid TikTok videos. You don't know where they're from.
I know.
I don't know where this store is. I think it's a company-wide policy. He spent $3,200 with crap at Best Buy, and they wouldn't give him a bag. Unless he paid the 11 cents. So he refused, made a big deal of it. People are attacking him online. I think I'm still on his side.
Yeah, I mean, in principle I am. And I understand store policy and how all that works. And I get it. You don't want to be attacking, you know, the hourly employee who's working there. I totally understand that. And I'm with that argument.
Let me tell you something, though. This is a bad time to have this policy.
Yeah.
They really should have held off on this.
True.
People are mad. They're just mad.
They still are angry.
Absolutely,
even after
they're mad. So they're going to feel that, you know, the man is sticking it to them. From big retail, and I'm surprised there weren't more people on his side, to be honest with you.
Well, we do have a few messages. Would you like to hear?
I'm not sure.
All right,
yeah. Let's try.
I think mostly everybody so far is on our side. This one's funny. First, they wrote, it's Trump's fault.
Yes. Of course it is.
Of course, right?
Somehow, some way, it's Trump's fault, and the Patriots are going to lose a draft pick.
Yeah,
this is how I go into life.
Headline, man goes viral for refusing to pay 11 cents for plastic bags. Subtitle, and Patriots lose the draft pick.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Sorry.
And with what I've been through as a fan, this is what I'm prepared for.
I've seen it happen.
And Trump's fault.
And Trump's fault. But you have a lot of people here saying, I would have walked away completely from the purchase, return it all.
That's tough, though.
And some people saying, yeah, I mean, another one, I would have returned everything I just bought.
Two people said they would have returned all the stuff.
Yeah.
Really?
Saying, yeah, how about that? I would have returned everything I just bought. That's one of from Larry in Miami.
Larry.
Has given us that message. So thanks for that, Larry.
I would have wanted to, and I would have threatened to. I probably wouldn't have. Because you know why? It was like the hassle of going out there, getting the stuff, shopping. Maybe you're fighting crowds. This guy, by the way, is with his whole family.
By the way, I would have bought the bags, in case you're wondering, for me. I mean, for sure. I would have just been so annoyed at that point that you really are going to charge me for the bags. I would have been like, all right, whatever. Uh-huh. I just spent $3,200. I might as well.
Uh-huh. Giving in to the man.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very easy. Oh,
cave
yeah.
into the man.
Oh, you can put your boot on my face. I'll give in.
You know what? Other stores, honest to God, should just stay with their same policy they've always had. Target should come out and say, our bags are free.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they always were.
That's right.
Use it as a marketing point. Why not?
Yeah, just say, you know, throw it out there. Yeah, because, you know, if you, like you do in Publix, which, by the way, we had a message from Peggy here in Coconut Creek saying one of her neighbors still brings her own bag to Publix, because we were saying that. Does Publix still allow you to bring your own bag?
Well, so I guess the policy is back in effect then.
Right. So you can bring your own bag still. So I wonder, can you just walk into Best Buy with a previously owned Best Buy bag?
I will bet you 11 cents. No.
Okay. So I bet you can't.
I bet you can't.
Just put it in your pocket.
No.
Why not?
You kidding?
Yeah, come on. Or even a Publix bag. If you know you're going to walk into Best Buy and just on principle, you don't want to pay 11 cents for that bag. I'm walking in there with three Publix bags stuffed in my pocket, and I'm walking out putting my Best Buy stuff in those Publix bags.
All I know is on Sunday, I walked into Best Buy. There were three levels of security to get into before you get into the shopping experience.
They got
to
frisk you feeling for, what's that crinkle in your pocket, sir?
It was unreal.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, I was thinking on Sunday when I didn't get a bag, if they, you know how they always have a security, like randomly, they do this at Walmart too. Randomly, they'll just select someone. They're like, hey, can I see your receipt?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they do that at Walmart a lot.
When they didn't give me a bag for my phone case at Best Buy on Sunday, I was going to be like, can I see your receipt? I was going to hold it up and keep on walking. I wasn't going to stop for him. This is how I rebel.
No.
Watch out.
By the way, one of our listeners, Ian, he always makes sure we know his name is Ian, but not the hurricane.
Thank you. And Ian, by the way, years going forward, you have to identify yourself.
That's how you have to do it now.
That's right. You are now known as Ian, not the hurricane.
Ian, not the hurricane.
Perfect.
He says he would have walked away from the purchase. Done.
So
a lot of people are kind of agreeing with
him. That's
three
people that have chimed in saying they would have flat out left the crap, $3,200 worth, on the counter at Best Buy.
Just on principle.
Here's my hope, though, that the guy on TikTok didn't lay into the hourly worker at the front desk, because you know they all are.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to do that.
I hope he wasn't a jerk about it. I really do.
We have one of our listeners here saying that they not only would they have returned everything, but they would have bought the bag and then returned everything.
Whoa.
Just to stick it to them. And then they also added in, and who cares about soccer, but I would like the U.S. to win.
That's me.
There you go.
I think I texted
Did you text that?
That's exactly how I feel.
Fair enough. I'll be watching it for everybody who doesn't care. Very excited for U.S. against Iran today. Big match. Yeah. Win and they're in.
I can't watch it, though, Diener. I can't.
I know. I get it. It's not for everybody.
It's not for me. I want them to win. We didn't hear from that Mario guy, though, that hates our soccer talk.
Oh, I know.
Well, he's
disappointed.
He doesn't hate soccer talk. My impression is he loves soccer and thinks we know nothing.
That's correct.
I'm just deferring to you because I don't know anything about soccer, and I don't care.
I mean, I like to think I know something.
Yeah.
As long as I can impress Mario with my soccer knowledge, then my day is complete.
I'm hoping he chimes in and starts insulting you again.
I hope he does.
Well, that's how I say you. I'm not including myself in the soccer talk conversation.
Last time Mario chimed in, he said I wouldn't know a soccer ball if it hit me in the head.
He was very angry.
I want to hear more from Mario.
Very, very angry person. So I don't know. I don't know if this is ever going to... The thing I don't understand about the bad guy at Best Buy is how many people are attacking him online with the comments. I don't get it.
Yeah, you know what? That's
not our comments, the TikTok comments.
Right. And that's TikTok, though, and that's social media. They're always going to find a way to say something horrible. Yeah,
it's the Chinese spies on TikTok attacking him.
I think it is.
You guilty American. You pig.
That could be it. I wouldn't be surprised. So, yeah, I mean, if you still got something to say, you can still text us 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. A lot of people agree with him, though.
I didn't get the rest of the message. It's only on my screen. I can't unlock this thing right now. But big listener, good guy too, Thomas Volturo.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, just literally, this is through the Facebook thing. Somehow we have to coagulate all the comments to the show.
I don't know how we
do it. Some people chime in on Facebook. Some people do it through the app. Some people do it through the text line. I don't know. Tom says, hi, something to keep in mind is that everything in a store, when something gets scanned, comes out of inventory.
Okay.
So I think he's talking about the bag.
So just in general?
There, and if you do return all the stuff, you know, I'll read the rest of his message in a second. I can't open my phone right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's a silly corporate policy. I really do. If there's ever a time to give people something free, like a bag like you were before,
right?
Do it.
I haven't heard about anybody else doing this.
Big rock and roll announcement happened yesterday. We'll talk about that. Came out of nowhere yesterday. Tell you who that is, as well as this is the day you're supposed to throw out your Thanksgiving leftovers. And we say what, Diener?
No.
That's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
The
South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, listening over the air or on the app, appreciate that. Morning Show blog is out there. We talked about this before, that hero cop in Jacksonville. You got to see the body cam footage. Jumping, even though she can't swim, the cop can't swim, she says, but still jumps into this retention pond to save a toddler. Gives CPR, saves a life. It's an intense video. It's worth a watch, though. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I think you put it perfectly. It's super intense, but it really is. It's worth watching because, and here's, I'm just going to let you know right now, because I went through the whole thing as I was posting on the Morning Show blog. It does not show you at the end that the baby gets up and is okay.
Right.
But just
it's
know.
It's kind of important to the story.
Yeah, exactly. The video cuts off before you actually see the baby being revived, but just know that the baby is fine. The cop saved this child, and is, you know, he's gonna be okay because she was there.
My God,
it's a crazy video.
Again, you know, I did ask the question before. I don't know. I've never heard of this. I kind of thought it was a prereq through the police academy. You got to be able to swim. I didn't know.
I mean,
I guess not.
It usually
maybe it's
is.
Department by department. I don't know.
Guess, especially in Florida. I mean, you would think it would be some type of, you know, prereq that you would know how to swim. But
you would think so. She's a hero regardless. Yeah. Anyway. And then this is on the Morning Show blog as well. We had a little internal discussion here on the show.
Ew.
We finally figured it's becoming such a big story and so bizarre, we have to put it on there. Because, I mean, we could sit here all day long, Diener, and tell people that Joe Biden's non-binary drag queen nuclear waste guru has been charged with theft. But until you go on and see the visual of Joe Biden's non-binary drag queen nuclear waste guru himself.
Who's 34, by the way.
34.
Yes.
To read the full details of the story, you're not going to really believe us because you have to. Listen, the person's name is Sam Brinton.
Mm-hmm.
Very proudly. I remember we had the story. You, Jen, I, and Karen, we were talking about this when he was hired because he very proudly proclaimed, I am the first transgender member of an administration at war. I'm the first person, guy, you know, born male to wear high heels in the White House, blah, blah, blah.
I think he goes by non-binary.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, no, but they made a big deal out of him, and he made a big deal. And
wears the dresses, you know, proudly does that.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the story, and as bizarre as it sounds at first, it gets even weirder because of what he tried to cover up. So he's charged with theft, by the way, and he could face 5 years in jail, a $10,000 fine, or both, because the person that he stole from is sticking to the story and wants charges pressed. Brinton, Joe Biden's non-binary drag queen nuclear waste guru.
It's important to make that distinction.
Part of the administration was on a flight that landed at Minneapolis Airport, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and went and grabbed a blue bag off of a baggage claim after flying in from Washington, which is bad enough. And the security camera's right there and briskly walked away with it, with a bunch of clothes inside, valued over $2,000 apparently. He wasn't even checking a bag. It was only carry-on. So he had no reason whatsoever other than to intently steal a bag to go to baggage claim. And grabbed it because he liked the look of the bag and ran off with it.
It just left. What kind of weirdo does something like that? Honestly. Well,
there's more. So the non-binary drag queen nuclear waste guru, who's 34, went home, put the stuff away in drawers, according to published reports. Many of them out there confirming the story. And according to the police report, police tracked it down very easily, found out where it went, the bag, because the security footage of where it was. Asked him about it, denied it. Then he called the cops back later, reportedly, and said, "I'm sorry, I was just confused and scared, didn't know what to do. I realized I had the wrong bag," and all this other, even though he had no bag to begin with.
Wrong bag. He saw it and stole it. There was no bag, like you said. It's not even an excuse that, you know, he was waiting for one of his bags in baggage claim, and it looked like that woman's bag. No, he just took it. He didn't have a bag.
He just grabbed it.
Yeah.
And then took it home and put it in drawers away.
That's right. What a weird thing to do. I mean, honestly, you steal somebody else's suitcase, which I guess was expensive. What did they say it was worth $2,000?
I guess the clothes inside and the suitcase are valuable. The woman said who's stolen from says it's worth $2,325. Okay. That's what they came up with.
Right. Gotcha. But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, over a certain threshold. So that's, I guess that meets some type of certain amount of, you know, felony theft. Or I'm not sure what the threshold is for that. Isn't it like $6,000? I don't know.
Yeah, it might be. Sam hasn't been at work for at least a month.
Well, who's controlling all the nuclear waste then? Isn't that what he's supposed to be doing?
Kim Petrie, the acting deputy assistant secretary for Spent Fuel, is standing in.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Ken has told the media and coworkers he'd been asked to stay on as head of Spent Fuel for the foreseeable future.
Ah.
I think this is even more hot water than...
So he's in big trouble.
Santa. Yeah, they're gonna stay true to that. I mean, you can't do this.
No, you can't do that stuff.
Here's what else popped up in the whole discussion of this whole thing. So obviously all the media reports and all the published reports and especially the gossip pages start digging into this thing and things I learned about him last night, besides being the non-binary drag queen nuclear waste guru.
Well, that goes without saying.
Is into pup play?
Yeah.
Something I learned about yesterday. So this is, and proudly does it. It's all over his Instagram and all this other stuff. Proudly puts willing participants in dog collars and I guess masks or whatever and kind of strolls them around in leashes.
He does.
All right.
That's the thing.
Well, you know, all right.
To each his own, I suppose.
To each his own, I guess. Yeah. I just don't go stealing people's stuff.
That's all.
So you can read all about that.
It's a loaded story, which is why you see now that we had to put it on the morning show blog. We really had no choice.
Oh, here's another one. This just I didn't see this one. So he has alter ego identity, a different name I don't know, as a drag queen.
Are you serious?
No, did you? Yeah, there's a whole other.
Okay.
Posed in a picture outside of the Capitol.
As the alter
Can
ego?
Can you add this to the blog?
Oh, no.
This is amazing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, right in front of the Capitol.
Oh, boy.
In the drag queen thing. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is getting even better.
You came across more. This is dangerous.
He's also known to perform as Sister Radioactive. This is awesome. While participating in a group called the Order of Perpetual Indulgence.
Wait a minute. So this guy is in charge of... Radioactive waste.
Nuclear waste.
And his drag queen name is, say it again.
It's the alter ego is Sister Radioactive.
I gotta give him points for being clever, at least.
The group he performs in is Order of Perpetual Indulgence.
Of course it is.
A nonprofit group of drag queens.
It's a nonprofit group?
Who dress up as nuns to raise awareness about transphobia.
Oh my gosh.
This is a life lived, man. This is awesome. This is getting, I thought we were just going to mention this brief. This gets better and better. Oh,
the rabbit hole on this is deep.
Wow.
They dress up as drag queen nuns.
Yep.
To raise awareness.
Yep.
For, against transphobia.
Oh. Here you
just
go.
Just make sure I got
Here's your
right.
Florida connection.
No, you found one? He's not from Florida, right?
Brenton.
I think he's from Iowa.
Grew up in Sanford, Florida.
He did?
And Perry, Iowa.
There's the Iowa connection. Okay. He grew up in Florida.
Yeah.
Where's Perry? I know that town. Where's
Sanford, Perry? Florida and Perry, Iowa.
Oh, yeah, I got that mixed up.
Well, this is... go ahead and go to the blog.
All right.
On the app or 850WFTL.com. You can read all about this.
Yeah, boy.
We spent so much on time with that, we didn't get to the new Metallica information.
It was kind of worth it, though, I have to say.
And National Throw Out Your Leftovers Day, we are fighting and railing against.
I am protesting. I will be in the streets today protesting against this.
We're fighting against this like Elon is fighting for free speech.
That's right.
Get that more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. There's Dina and Bill. Karen's News coming up at 10. We got to, by the way, a little side programming, though, because we have so many holiday vacation days and all this other stuff. Friday football picks are coming in early tomorrow on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's my fault this time.
So we're going to check in with Jen. The four of us will give our picks, and we'll have an update on where the standings are so far, and we'll get those in early for the weekend.
Yeah, because, you know, it's actually good to mention, because we didn't do it this past week.
No.
We were on a bye week. You know, everybody was on vacation. It was Thanksgiving. So we missed out on the Michigan-Ohio State game, which I think actually ended up being okay because I felt bad for Jen during that whole debacle where Ohio State got blown out at home by Michigan. So it's probably better that we missed that one.
It's probably, yeah.
But
I was
now,
actually worried about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can you do this of all years to a lady who has a heart condition now?
Yeah. So that's okay that we took a week off at that moment. But now we're going to come back tomorrow because it's... I'll admit it, it's day off dinner time on Thursday and Friday. I won't be here.
Did you tell me this? Did you look at the standings, though, after the results from the previous week? Did anything change?
I honestly think I looked maybe last Monday, but I forget. So I'm actually in the dark like you guys at this point.
I forget who I pick all the time,
so
I get it.
We're going to go over quickly tomorrow when we do the picks for this upcoming weekend. We'll go over quickly where we stood going into Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then we'll go into the picks.
All right.
So that's how we'll do it.
So Friday football picks on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Because Diener doesn't want to show up for work.
I know, I'm sorry.
Perfect.
It's my fault.
We got this happening today. It's after Cyber Monday, which broke all records, by the way. It surpassed the $11 billion, I guess. It's still totaling everything. Today's Giving Tuesday. You're supposed to give some money to charities, which is actually a nice thing.
Yeah, I like that, I do.
You know, if you want to look at it this way, I don't blame you. It's a tax write-off, too. Don't forget about that. And a lot of these charitable companies will match your donation. So if you want to give to something, you've been thinking about it, today's a good day to do it.
No, it's always a good thing, and especially after, you know, indulging, which is why I've always found the idea of Black Friday funny, where people would stand in line and rush over each other a day after being thankful on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know. So, it's like, that's over. Let's get back to being pigs.
Exactly. So if you, you know, spent a ton of money yesterday, the least you can do now is be like, you know what? Let me give back a little bit.
In the meantime, today's something we don't want you to participate in. This is, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Throw Out Your Thanksgiving Leftovers Day.
No.
Now, it's in the name of safety. I'm down with that. I get it. And some things, like things that have been left out, unhealthy, you know it. But you know it when you see it. You know the meat?
Sure.
I am not going to throw out this delicious pumpkin pie I've been savoring now for 5 days, I think. There's no way. I've taken it bit by bit. It's still perfectly good. I am not throwing this out in any shape, way, or form. I don't care what the internet says.
Pie is a completely different story. See, they should have categories for this. I understand the turkey. If you don't store the turkey right, then, you know, it's the meat that starts to go a little sour on you. I get that. Maybe you want to consider throwing away your turkey. But other than that, you got to have categories for stuff. Like, you got mashed potatoes and gravy. Why are you going to throw that out? I mean, I still have lasagna and stuffing. I don't need to throw that out.
No, that's still good. No. Stuffing's going to get pretty dry on you, but the lasagna's got to be still good.
Oh,
I bet
it's
you it's better
great.
Than the day of.
I had it last night. It was phenomenal.
Oh, I love it.
So good.
See, now I'm hungry. The Department of Health says you put things in the freezer prior to today, it can be safe to eat indefinitely. Quality declines over time.
Mm.
Here's the thing with a lot of this stuff, though, they're talking about, like, let's say turkey specifically, they're talking about, okay, it may get a little bit dry the Monday or Tuesday after Thanksgiving. I get it. It's been cooked by definition.
Yeah.
Unless you undercook the thing, which you shouldn't eat anyway. What's the problem?
Yeah, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? You throw it in the microwave, it kills all the germs. You know, the radiation gets it done. It's all right.
I don't know why they're even having this. This is stupid.
No, I'm protesting this. The way that Elon Musk is fighting for free speech, we are going to fight for our Thanksgiving leftovers. This is our crusade.
Yeah, this is a bunch of crap. I don't understand why they're doing this. Is there, you know, food safety is a big issue. I get that. But that's, isn't a lot of it really obvious?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to use your common sense. I mean, if you got green stuff growing on your turkey, you should probably throw it away. I mean,
I can scrape that off.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's still good.
Just take that piece off, put the rest in the microwave. Oh, my gosh.
This is why with preservatives, everything lasts forever. That's why it's very important.
Oh, mercy.
All right, so we're not buying into that. No. But I am buying into this. Out of nowhere, a left hook from the entertainment industry. Guess who came out with a new song yesterday, announced a new album, and a new tour?
I am all in on this.
You may not even be a fan of Metallica, but you got to respect how they did it. New song, Lux Aeterna.
There's actually another song by that name. Remember the movie, not to go way off track here. Mm-hmm. Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
The title soundtrack, the title song was called Lux Aeterna. It's an instrumental, very good song. But anyway.
I don't know if it's related to it, but that's the name of the song. Here's a little sample. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
Music to eat your 5-day-old leftovers by.
I'll have that on while I'm eating my turkey and stuffing later.
Gosh darn it.
That's really good.
So I like that. They released that thing, and I'm sure Metallica fans understood that that's coming out. I don't know if anybody predicted this, though. A whole new album is coming out early next year that took people by surprise, which is a big deal. The really big deal that's coming out is a massive, massive tour, though, that's going to start 2023 and head into 2024. Here's what they're doing that's different. It's so far, and they'll add some dates, I'm sure. Nothing yet on a South Florida or Florida at all date. It's a stadium tour that is going to have two nights guaranteed each at least.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're calling it a no-repeat tour. They're not going to repeat any song night to night. And they also have different opening acts for each night.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I saw one of them Five Finger Death Punch, which if you don't know,
yes,
pretty good hard rock, heavy metal band.
Great band.
Yeah, I like them a lot. But I'm excited for this. It would be even better if, you know, they had a South Florida date. That would be nice.
Yeah.
That's right now
yet.
They don't.
We looked it up online. Loudwire has this. It's a bunch of European dates. Starts in Amsterdam, then Paris, then Hamburg. They go to Canada. It's Montreal. Then they go to Texas next August.
All right.
Then California, Arizona.
I mean, at least like go, I don't know, to Georgia, something. I don't know, Tennessee, something close to Florida.
I think it's harder to book these stadium tours. I really do. This is why they wanted to land in the U.S. in summer before the NFL kicks in, because these are all NFL stadiums.
That's true. That's
SoFi
true.
In L.A.
Wow.
State Farm Stadium, where the Cardinals play, in Arizona. Ford Field, Detroit.
Man, it's going to be amazing.
Wow.
I saw them 12 years ago, Metallica, over at the, what is it called now, FLA Live Arena, where the Florida Panthers play.
Yes.
I saw them there, and they were, I mean, obviously great. And what the one thing I took away from that show, besides having a great time seeing Metallica live for the first time, was knowing that, wow, they didn't play this song, that song, that song, and they went for 2.5 hours straight. I mean, they could have gone for 4 or 5 hours, and everything was a hit. So that's why they're doing two nights of different songs. It makes complete sense, especially since they had another album come out since that 2010 concert. Two albums now.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome they're doing this. I hope a lot of other like acts just of any music genre start to do this kind of thing, where they do two nights in a city and don't repeat anything. I love it.
Is Taylor Swift going to do this? Those tickets were crazy enough.
The pressure's on now, T-Swizzle.
Uh-oh.
Start to add, because I think she's got some back-to-back stadium nights. I think the L.A. one is.
Oh, okay. I think, doesn't Dave Matthews, I think he does this down here. Because I know I've had friends who go to that concert. It's like a yearly tradition. They go to the Dave Matthews concert at the amphitheater there.
Oh, yeah. All the Brads and Chads.
They hang out there.
In their Sperry's and their cargo shorts. They're all out there.
The only difference, though, with Dave Matthews is that it's two nights, plays different songs. I get that, and he's done that before. But it's like half-hour jam sessions. Mm. I mean, you don't know when one song starts and the other one ends.
Dave Matthews, two nights in a row, no repeats. Five total songs.
Yes. It's like, wait, is this still the same song? It's been 45 minutes.
Do you know these opening bands from Metallica?
Let's hear it.
Architects?
I don't.
Oh, look at this. Mammoth.
Wow, really?
That's Eddie's large son.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Wolfgang Van Halen.
Yeah, that's
Mammoth,
a good one.
Mammoth WVH.
Very nice.
Five Finger Death Punch. You mentioned them.
Oh, them. Very good.
Ice Nine Kills. Ever heard of them?
No.
In North America, Night One's going to feature Pantera Mammoth.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
How about that?
Bringing in Pantera?
That's right.
Woo!
Get ready, meth heads. Your band is coming back.
It would be nice if it was a little bit closer to South Florida. Maybe they'll add one in 2025.
It looks like there's room to add some stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see.
But all through the summer. And then four, it wraps up, it looks as though, as of right now, with four shows in Mexico City.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to have to go to that one, D.
All right.
At Foro Sol.
All right, I'll get my passport ready.
Absolutely. Thanks for hanging out with us. Make sure you get the 850 mobile app as well, because everything you hear online and on the air, you can get there as well. With all that said, thanks for hanging out. We will talk to you tomorrow.